You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke. And transformed these abstract, complex feelings. I just don't know how to handle them. Should I throw oil on one of these moves? But which one? Make joy peak, humor peak, frustration peak, anything peak. Good morning, Kirsten.
Good morning.
So we were just listening to Björk because we're going to be looking at Iceland today.
Yeah, in some ways, she's just like some sort of timeless space being, isn't she?
Yeah.
We should have done her in an outer space place show. She's so, it makes you wonder, wow, is everyone from Iceland like that? I mean, is her music, and I guess all the music that we'll do today does have an oddness to it. And so is it, you know, maybe it's too easy to say it reflects the place. I mean, she obviously is a genius, and perhaps wherever she, you know, was born or is part of it, her place and being from this quite a small place. And the population is only like 330,000. That's really small. I know, because New Zealand, we're so used to being, you know, small. So they're really small, you know, they sustain their own language and sort of quite an interesting democratic socialist economy. And
yeah, I can't say I really know much about the history of Iceland or like kind of the culture as a whole. I know a bit about the music, but
yeah. Politically, yeah. They're really, you know, aware as far as sort of like LGBT issues and stuff, and there's a lot of egalitarianism, and it's one of the happiest places in the world. They really seem like a together place, but like New Zealand, most of their population lives around the one city. And like historically, they're like classic, like old school Viking Norse, you know, like I think the country started in 874 AD or something.
Wow.
Now, that's not something we in New Zealand can relate to.
No.
They probably already made a movie about this. They did settle the states way back in the day, but things didn't work out and came back again, you know, before, you know, other
wow.
you know, Europeans later. But so just this volcanic and geological things going on, kind of like New Zealand as well, and so tourism's a, you know, their biggest sort of market. But yeah, so apparently like New Zealand, where you know get geysers and really interesting sorts of things going on like that. So yeah, so as Björk weird and interesting and beautiful because she's from a weird and interesting and beautiful country, or you know.
I think she's just really over time just evolved and kind of she's always makes quite a few statements. Like, she's really like all about making statements and really like making her music not just like a song that you listen to, but it's a performance.
Yeah.
You know, every aspect is really thought out. And I mean, for me, the thing that stands out and always probably will with Bjork is her vocals. Just like how it's so mysterious. There's something about it and you're just like, I can't quite understand this. Or like how you've kind of formed the sound, but it's really captivating.
And that freedom to perhaps be yourself so much maybe is due to from being in an outlier place. It's not like, you know, growing up in London and playing in gigs there that she probably would have had to craft her sound to be, you know, more fitting in with what was going on. So maybe being in that place, you know, gave her that freedom. And apparently she's also super political and gets behind causes, and Iceland really seems to be, you know, really proud of that as well, you know, because she can be a little radical and do stuff, but yeah, she's definitely like, you know, proud child. And she was originally in a band called Sugar Cubes and they did really well as well. And so yeah, I guess like New Zealand, to be from a small place when you have a band that really hits the mainstream. Now she sings in English, so you know, they have their own language, but I, you know, I guess as part of, you know, that she is targeting international, you know, market. I mean, you know, there are some musicians there that obviously sing in their
I mean, it's
language.
Interesting that to be able to go international, you do kind of have to embrace English as like the main...
Yeah, and that's always a choice language. I think the artists make, you know. Do you sacrifice one for the other? You know, it's important to maintain your language, but it's, you know, you also want to get your message and your music out there. Now, the next artist we're going to play, Language is No Barrier. He's actually a film composer that's been doing really well, Johan Johansson.
Yeah.
And we're going to play something from the Theory of Everything soundtrack, but he's also did Sicario. He's going to be doing the next Blade Runner movie. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So, you know, another place to express yourself is in film soundtracks.
Enchanting and just beautiful.
Yeah, the whole soundtrack's wonderful. I mean, because I was trying to pick the song, and again, you know, I don't want to be like too trite and say, oh, it reflects Iceland, you know, but gosh, you can hear, I don't know, sort of a difference
something
in a beauty.
Quite like angelic.
Yeah,
and I don't know, it kind of like carries you somewhere. What do you think, Alice?
Yeah, totally. I mean, when you hear those two tracks back to back, right, you sort of start feeling like there's something there.
Like a presence.
Yeah, she just wanted a ballerina dance, though, when she heard that one.
Alice, we had somebody text in and say close to 10% of Iceland's population went to one football game earlier this year. That's how small it is.
Wow.
But so to maintain, you know, a language and a definitive culture, oh my gosh, I was reading about the food. I should not have. This is a little early in the morning. Broiled puffin? No. No. Sheep heads? Pickled fish and no spices. Yeah, so it doesn't seem like
no spices.
No, it's not what grows there, and hardly any veggies. I think the only veggies were like beans and some cabbage.
I mean, it would be hard to grow anything there, right?
Yeah, it was a meat and fish place. So yeah, it didn't seem like the food, but the music. So we'll stick to the music. Now, so they have big festivals, music festivals. So, you know, tourism's a big, you know, for such a small place, and sort of summer solstice festivals. They're really strong with their folk music, and apparently still even medieval music still going on. And I guess maybe that's what we're also hearing in the influence of the music as well. You know, hymns and sort of gothic church music. They have a jazz scene. That people, even they were laughing about it. They even have some reggae fans. metal, but some of their metal is Viking metal because they are the true Vikings. And so rock and indie, one of the bands we're not playing today, of Monsters and Men. But I just thought I'd mention some other bands in case people want to look it up. Milky Whale, what a great name. Karo Mum.
M-U-M?
Yeah.
One of my favorite bands.
Thing over there.
One of my favorite bands.
God, you love Iceland.
I love Iceland music.
Sea Bear. Sea Bear, just Milky Whale. Sea Bear just was. Yeah, so, you know, maybe it is a thing about place. And so the next artist we're going to play is electronic sort of dance music, Gus Gus. And the guy apparently has been in heaps of different bands, you know, I guess sort of like Wellington thing.
We'll have a little taste of this. I mean, completely different to what we were just listening to, but also, like, there's still that kind of freedom, right? There's that, like, essence of I'm taking you somewhere and we're going to go on this journey and we're going to enjoy ourselves. And
yeah, and I think that freedom from being isolated from those main centers, which probably can be very constricting musically. And so, like, that guy, very popular, been in different bands, have all been popular. So they have their own music scene, you know, like New Zealand, where you sort of always in that tension between local and also still wanting to enjoy international, of course, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. But developing a local scene. And there's a map floating around on Facebook this week that's... that's the per capita metal bands of Europe. And Iceland was up there. Wow. With the high per capita with like Sweden and Norway.
Yeah.
Yeah, so those of you who are into your metal bands per capita, have a look up for that map. But yet none of the metal band, we're not playing one today. There hasn't been sort of some huge ones that have broken out. But so I guess next to Björk, the next biggest phenomenon that... Iceland's really proud of is, now you're going to say it because you learned how to pronounce it.
Sigur Rós.
Sigur Rós. Spelled S-I-G.
S-I-G-U-R-O-S.
And so they're sort of, since the 90s?
Yeah, they've been around for a long time. And I think for me, they have really promoted using quite traditional instruments, but in kind of like a, I don't know, there's just something quite harmonious to them. Yeah.
Okay, so she's a total Iceland fan.
I am. I didn't really realize it until right now that I don't know. I am. I'm all about that freedom.
And I think, well, I mean, so amazing for such a small place to have sort of quite a big creative impact. And it's quite empowering, I think, to everyone to think about that. And yeah, maybe we should all go visit and go to some big sort of festivals, music festivals.
And the song that we're going to play from them is probably like their number one track that like everybody is like, oh yeah, the song makes me feel so good. So we're going to feel really good to finish off the show today.
Okay, yeah. So I wanted to do Iceland because it's sort of snowy, and I guess I thought that was semi-Christmas thing.
So even though we're in New Zealand. Well, thank you so much, Kiz and MP, for coming in today, and have a really good Christmas.
Okay, and happy holidays to everyone.
Yeah, nice having you on the show this year.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.